Yeah.
So basically, it requires people to get outside.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'd say it could be kind of a distraction.
In what sense?
Kind of like, if you're walking down the street, of course you're not going to be paying attention to anything, like, and
okay.
You could already be easily distracted in the street as it is, and that causes a lot of
So problems. Your own awareness?
Yeah.
What, did you feel like it sent you to places that you would feel uncomfortable going to go and collect?
Yeah, I'd say I try to keep, of course, in the local area, but of course, as much as you try and do that, there's always... And if you're not paying attention to where you end up going, you don't know, like, you could get lost in the middle of nowhere.
How about, did you feel that it was something that you could interact with other people with, or did you feel like it's something that you still did on your own, even though you were outside?
I would say it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're a really open person, you might bump into a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And in that sense, it's a good social kind of thing, especially you've got a lot to talk about because it's a whole new universe.
Yeah.
But in the other sense, like, you could bump into people that you don't want to talk to. And if you are one of them people that doesn't like to talk to other people and you're kind of antisocial, as it is, bumping into new people can be really stressful.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you could be worried about who you meet.
Okay. How do you feel about this? You say it's a whole new universe. How do you feel about this whole, like, virtual environment being placed on top of a physical environment? How do you feel? Was that an exciting prospect? So instead of just playing Xbox or something like that, where you're just on in your house on TV and it's a whole imaginary world, the two things are crossing paths. How do you feel about that?
I'd say it kind of, in some sense, it was really amazing because it kind of, you get to see more and it's kind of, you feel like you experience more and you don't have to spend too much money, of course.
It's
like, so you're not really worried about, but also, like, if someone else is there and they've got, like, it doesn't matter who you are as a person, you get the same kind of experience.
Yeah.
Basically.
So when you do your own avatar, you kit it out into certain things. How would you feel if that was corporate branding? So if you like the hat, if it was a Nike hat or Nike trainers, how would you feel? Would you feel that it kind of infringed on the whole experience, or would you not mind about that kind of thing?
I'd say it kind of brings more reality to it.
Okay.
So it's kind of, so in a sense it could be really good, especially is like for advertisement, of course, that's a really good sign.
Yeah.
I feel like then you're kind of worried even what your avatar's wearing.
Yeah.
Like how you portray yourself as a character in the game, you're still worried about the same things you get worried about in social life.
Yeah. So that's a negative rather than a positive. So at the moment, with no kind of corporate branding on there, it's cool. You can just have pink hair or whatever it is, whatever trainers. It doesn't really matter.
You get to be who you are, and it's more creative and kind of
So, and if it was corporate branding, it would be social form. So you know you're conforming to what you have to do as a teenager in the real world. Thank you. That was really, really, really useful.